read me romance, read, read me romance, read me romance, read, read me romance. You could take a look in a book, that's fine, or you could sit back, relax and unwind and read me romance, read, read me romance. Today's Read Me Romance is brought to you by Forever Winter. Because I had to write this book all along, you should really pick it up.
First of all, you're a dirty bitch. That ad, fuck you, Melissa. Fuck you. I had to be quiet through that whole ad and then wait 10 seconds before I got in here to bitch at you. Oh, welcome to Read Me Romance. Alexa Riley here.
Today, Forever Winter is out. It took me forever to write by myself.
Okay, I go to the hospital, all right? I'm in the fucking emergency room twice. Have emergency surgery, get kept overnight, like there's infection. And Mel's the whole time, Mel's like, I just have to write this book by myself. This just really sucks. I'm like, yes, this must be terrible for you.
I was like, we just can't, like, not write. They'll come knocking on our doors. Somebody like, there hasn't been an Alexa book in 2 weeks.
Listen, I think the only people are, like, messaging me to say, hey, I hope you're doing okay. And then they're following up with, when's the next Alexa Riley release? Hope you're doing okay so you can start writing again. You're like, you know, there's nothing like setting this amazing precedent where we fucked ourselves into this corner.
Pretty much.
You know what? Fuck you, Mel. I love you. Fuck you. So yeah, Forever Winter's out, okay, is what she's saying. Tell me about this book, because I don't know anything about it, and I'm sure it's terrible. So tell me.
What is it? It is a... Remember I said I was a secret baby? I changed it to secret bump because the baby's not here. So we should make a new series, like the secret bump series, instead of the secret babies where they just keep finding the baby bump.
I'm trademarking this right now. I'm trademarking. Everybody listening, this is trademarked. Secret baby bump. Got it.
So it is about, the prologue opens up and she's with her best friend. They go to the event. She has a one night thing with this guy and then they're torn apart because something happens, like a fire in the place they're at, and they lose each other. And then 4 months later, her friend talks her, and who is a guy, her best friend is a guy. They went to college together. Talks her into going up to his family estate, and she is now pregnant, which you learn early on, so that's not really spoiling it. When she shows up, because she has to go early, and she gets out of the car, the guy that she couldn't find, and they couldn't find each other, is his brother. And the brother had been telling everybody the brother thinks that he's meeting his brother's fiance. So she gets out of the car and he's like, motherfucker, because he thinks this is the woman he's been looking for, and she's engaged to his brother.
Well, that sounds terrible. It sounds adorable. I love it. I can't wait to read it.
And obviously, since Alexa Riley is like, I don't care who put that baby bump there or who you think you belong to. You're mine.
Absolutely. This is the last recording I'm doing in the attic. This is it. I am officially packing up the microphone today once we get done. So that's going to be exciting. And I think the next time we record, I'm going to be in a closet, which is like, I guess that's okay too. So yeah, that'll be next week when we do Susan Stoker. So actually, we've already recorded for Friday with Tessa. So it's going to be the next time. Next time I hear you guys, I'm going to be in a closet somewhere. So be on the lookout for me. And you're still going to be in your food pantry. Yeah. Don't eat all the snacks.
I know.
They got anything good in there?
I walked past her. I was looking at that. A lot of pancake stuff.
Ooh, now you're talking. Let's get that griddle going. Well, is there anything we need for Rochelle this week?
So tomorrow, which I'm sure we've already mentioned, has a new release, Body Heat, which you can pick up, and it is in Kindle Unlimited. And like we've said multiple times, Pushing the Envelope and Crying for Wolf is free. And she had a book go live yesterday, mm-hmm, with Fiona Davenport, her pen name. And don't forget to come hang out with us Friday night in the Facebook group where we will be live. So you can ask us questions. Leah will probably be busy because she's always running around on the weekends. You can ask me stuff and I can talk shit and she can't do anything about it. Because she won't even see it until after the fact.
I swear to God. I swear to fucking God. I'm going to do this podcast by myself 1 week. And I'm going to air all my goddamn grievances. I'm going to come in with a list, a scroll, like 10 miles long of all the shit I have to put up with.
Well, with the list, it'd start with, if this bitch says Chick-fil-A one more time.
If this bitch tells me she worked out one more time.
Anyway.
I'm so proud of your weight loss. I'm a good supportive friend. I won't complain about all that. Right. All right. Well, you guys get into this book. We've already read it. So, you know, we're not here for that. We're here for us. So, we'll see you on the other side.
Chapter 7. Jackson. Yes. There was that word again. Coming from her sweet lips, it sent lust roaring through my veins. My cock felt like it was trying to tear through my pants to get to her, and I could hardly blame it. But tonight was all about her. So I dug deep for all the willpower I had inside me and focused on Kiara's needs instead of my own. I pressed against the inside of her thighs. Open your legs and give me a little taste of what I've been craving since I first saw you. I felt the muscles in her legs clench tightly before they widened. Relax, my little angel, I urged, as I hiked her skirt higher. I just want you to sit back and enjoy this. I'll try. Her voice trembled, and I tore my gaze away from the damp spot at the center of her pale pink cotton panties. Her blue eyes were wide, and there was a hint of nerves mixed in with the passion. You've got nothing to be afraid of with me, Kiara.
I'm not scared. Not really.
She reached down and gripped the material of her skirt, and her knuckles whitened.
It's just that this is all new to me.
The thought of Kiara with another guy drove me crazy. But I needed to know her level of experience so I could take it into consideration. New because this is our first time together, or new as in you've never had a guy go down on you before?
New,
her flush spread down her neck.
As in, I've never done any of this before.
I wasn't expecting that to be her answer. But if I was being honest with myself, I was damn sure hoping for it. Knowing that I was going to be Kiara's first and only had me even more desperate for a taste of her. Just the thought of it had me close to losing control, and cum leaked from my dick as it pressed against my zipper. I was close enough to her pussy to smell her desire, and it had my mouth watering. I'm not going anywhere, and I don't want you to feel pressure to do something you're not ready for yet. We've got all the time in the world, my little angel. Her tits rose on a deep breath and she lifted her skirt higher before saying,
I know, but I think I'm ready for that orgasm you promised me.
Fuck yes. My girl might lack experience, but she sure as fuck was a perfect match for me. You're so fucking beautiful spread out like this for me, my brave little angel. I brushed my thumbs over the center of her panties, wet and ready for my touch. She gasped when I hooked my fingers in the edges of the damp material and yanked them down her thighs. I started to look up, intending to gauge if I'd scared her, but then she showed me how much she wanted this by kicking her panties to the side and spreading her legs further apart for me. Opening the lips of her pussy with my thumbs, I stared at the puffy pink perfection and groaned as more cum leaked from my cock into my boxers. Your pussy is so fucking perfect. I dove right in, with a broad stroke of my tongue up her center. She tasted sweeter than I dreamed, and eating her instantly became my favorite pastime. I nibbled and sucked until she was trembling beneath me. Her fingers were in my hair and her cries echoed in the small room.
Jackson, please, Oh, God, I can't. Oh, yes. I replaced my tongue with the tip of a finger, working it into her tight hole as I flicked my tongue around her clit. I worked her for a few minutes before her pussy clenched around my finger and her body tightened. Then she shuddered and cried out my name, and her hands pulled at my hair. I licked her through most of it, but before she came all the way down from the high of her orgasm, I tore myself away from her body. It was one of the hardest things I'd ever done, but it was necessary because I was desperate to bury myself in her tight heat. I was barely able to contain myself as I took a deep breath and reluctantly stepped back.
Wait, don't go,
Kiara panted, reaching for me. I'm not going far, I promised. Just over here until my dick doesn't feel like it's going to punch through my pants to get to you. Her gaze dropped to my crotch and her pretty blue eyes widened when she saw the outline of my hard-on pressed against my zipper.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
She licked her lips and my cock twitched in response.
I should probably do you a solid and help you out with that.
Knowing that you're a virgin makes what I said earlier doubly true. I shifted my dick to the side before my zipper left a permanent impression on it. As hard as it is to stick to my guns on this one, I want nothing more than to sink deep inside you. My pants stay on until you're ready to take our relationship to the next level.
It's hard, all right, she giggled.
I dropped my head low and sighed. What am I going to do with you?
Maybe you could cuddle me to sleep? With your pants on? She suggested.
She was determined to test my self-control, but I wasn't about to deny her something that let me spend the night with her curvy body in my arms. Even if my dick didn't let me get any sleep, she was worth it. 20 hours later, with maybe 4 at the most of that with me getting some sleep, I still wasn't ready to let her go. I had to get to ICE from my shift, which meant I needed to head home to grab a shower and change. I reluctantly let go of her as we said goodbye at her door. Come with me tonight. She leaned back and looked at me with wide blue eyes.
You want me to go to ICE? While you work?
Now that I finally have you, I'm not ready to let you out of my sight.
Oh. Well, I thought I'd just catch you on the flip side. I mean, I'd see you tomorrow.
Fuck. I loved how she blushed and sometimes spouted off slang from her parents when she was nervous.
I guess I could hang out there since I don't have any plans for tonight. But won't you be busy?
My attention would be divided since I had stuff I needed to take care of at work, but I figured Mark wouldn't mind if she hung out at the bar or in the VIP area while I worked. From what I'd heard, it wasn't that different from what he'd done with Ariana before she took a job with Rourke Hospitality. There'll be times when you're on your own, but I'll always have eyes on you.
If you're sure that's what you want.
It is. I pulled my keys out of my pocket, worked one of them off the ring, and slipped it into the palm of her hand. And if you get bored, you can head over to my place since it's only a few blocks away from ICE.
You're giving me a key?
I wrapped her fingers around it. Yeah, I want you to be able to get in there whenever you want.
But we've only known each other for a day,
she whispered against my chest as she melted into me. As far as I'm concerned, our relationship started the night you first stepped foot in ICE. It might have taken me 5 weeks and a nudge from my boss to make my move, but it wouldn't have been too much longer before I broke on my own. Either a guy would have hit on her and gotten his ass kicked by me, or she would have stopped coming around and I would have had to hunt her down. Even though she deserved better than me, she was always meant to be mine. No matter what, she was always meant to be mine.
Chapter 8. Kiara. Are you coming out with us tonight, or do you have a date with that bouncer from ICE? Glancing up, I found Susan standing near the edge of my desk. I could have sworn there had been an odd edge to her voice when she asked me about my plans, but there wasn't anything unusual about the way she was looking at me. Since I hadn't gotten much sleep over the past week, I figured I must have been mistaken and smiled back at her. "I'll be at ICE." Her expression fell, and she muttered, "That's too bad. I was hoping you two had hit it off, especially since you've seemed a little preoccupied all week. I know how distracting new relationships can be." "Yes." I wanted to bang my head against my desk when she interrupted me again. "I refuse to give up on the two of you. Maybe this will be your lucky night and something more will happen." Thinking about how we had spent the past week, my cheeks filled with heat. Considering how many orgasms he had given me, there wasn't much more that could happen between us other than actual sex. Ever since he'd found out that he was the first man to touch me, Jackson had been relentless in his pursuit of my pleasure. He took every chance he had to touch me, and he made sure he had plenty of them. I certainly wasn't going to share any of that with Susan, so I just mumbled something non-committal and nodded. She'd see soon enough how things were between Jackson and me. He wasn't shy about public displays of affection, even when he was at work. He'd had ample opportunity to demonstrate how little he cared about people seeing us together, since we had settled into a routine over the past week where we spent basically every available moment together. Even if I walked into ICE with my coworkers, it wasn't going to change anything. I was going there to be with Jackson just like I had four other nights, not them. That knowledge helped me ignore the little digs Candace shot my way as we made our way to ICE. Susan shushed her a few times, but it didn't seem to do much to slow her roll. When she spotted Jackson manning the door, she tugged the hem over her skirt up and the collar of her shirt down.
"Candace!" Susan hissed.
"Don't give me that. I played it your way for more than a month. She's had her chance, and she wasted it. All she managed was a conversation with him." She flashed a fake smile my way.
"Don't feel bad, sweetie. He's probably just looking for a real woman and not a girl."
Candace kept calling herself a real woman when nothing about her was authentic was incredibly ironic. The only time she was being genuine was when she was bitchy, which made what was about to happen even better. I held back, flashing Jackson a wink when his gaze darted over Candace's shoulder after she approached him. He ignored whatever she was trying to tell him and shouldered past her to get to me. He claimed my mouth in a brief but deep kiss. When he lifted his head again, his eyes were full of heat. I'd quickly become familiar with that darker shade of green and associated it with the mind-blowing orgasms that usually followed.
"I was starting to think you'd never get here," he growled.
"It's barely after six, and you don't even have a line yet." I gestured towards the empty sidewalk in front of the club.
"Yeah, it's only the usual after-work crowd so far,"
he agreed.
"But I've gotten used to seeing you before six."
15 minutes don't make that big of a difference in the grand scheme of things," I pointed out with a smile.
"I'm a greedy man when it comes to you."
He brushed his lips across mine before tugging on my hand to lead me to the door. He gave Susan a brief nod of greeting, but continued to ignore Candace, which made me giggle.
"You want to sit with your friends? There are a couple of tables open on the main floor."
I quirked my brow at him in confusion because he liked to get me settled at the bar until it got busy, and then he moved me to the VIP section. It was more private, and I had done a lot of reading up there while he was working. He knew I liked the booth in the back of the VIP section, and this was the first time he suggested I use a table in the open area in front of the bar. When he gave me a slight shake of his head, I figured he'd explain later. "I'll have a drink with them, and then I'll head over to my usual spot at the bar." He didn't look happy with my answer, but he still offered to send over a round of drinks.
"Do you want a strawberry lemonade vodka?"
"Yes, please." I rose up on my toes to give him a peck on the lips. Susan likes Chardonnay, and Candace usually orders a cosmopolitan.
"Why does that not surprise me?"
he muttered as he walked away. Susan and Candace rushed over and dragged me to a table.
I thought nothing came out of your conversation with the bouncer.
That was definitely not nothing, Candace grumbled, crossing her arms over her chest. Even when she was pouting, she still found a way to showcase her breasts to any guy who wanted to look. I shrugged. You interrupted me and jumped to a conclusion before I could correct you. I figure you'd find out you were wrong soon enough.
So you just let me go on thinking it and didn't say anything?
Susan's tone raised an octave and her cheeks filled with a dark red color. I barely resisted the urge to roll my eyes at her overreaction. For less than 15 minutes. The free drinks the waitress brought over lightened the mood a little, but I still felt like something had shifted between Susan and me. It wasn't anything else she said, but she didn't jump to my defense when Candace made bitchy little comments about how long I could keep Jackson's attention. It didn't take long for me to grow tired of it all, and I quickly gulped down my drink so I could make my exit. It's been fun, I said as I stood, but I promised Jackson I'd hang out by the bar so he could check in with me more easily. I didn't give them a chance to respond before I walked away. Heading over to the far end of the bar, I slid onto the stool Jackson liked me to use. It had a clear view of the door, and I kept my eyes on him until he turned to scan the room. When he saw that I'd moved where I was sitting, he said something to the other guy working the entrance and headed over to me.
You okay?
I swiveled in my seat and looked up at him. I am now. Jackson's green eyes narrowed as he fixed his attention over my shoulder toward where Susan and Candace were sitting.
Do me a favor.
Anything. He lowered his head and let me see how serious he was about his request.
Be careful around your coworkers. There's something about them that sets me on edge.
I know Candace can be a bitch, but Susan has always been good to me. At least until she started acting differently tonight.
It's weird,
he sighed.
It almost seems like she has something at stake when it comes to you and me. I just can't figure out what it could be, though.
Neither could I, but I was definitely going to keep a closer eye on her from now on.
And we're back!
Come back!
Welcome back.
I'm sure you guys are enjoying this one. This is actually probably one of my favorites of hers. When you ask me one of my favorites,
really?
Yeah, it's really good.
That's so cute.
It's just sweet. And the guy is like, you know, one of those, he wants her so badly, but he's like trying to hold back. He's like, she can do better than me. But if that motherfucker shows up, I'll murder him.
Exactly. I love those kind of heroes, though.
Yes, they are the best.
Where it's like, I shouldn't have her, I shouldn't want her, but I can't let her go. That's just the best. Oh. So, is there anything else on sale this week other than Forever Winter? Because that's the book you need to get, apparently, from what Melissa is telling me.
Like I said, Bounced Into Love, what you're listening to is connected to Sucked Into Love, which is on sale for 99 cents, so you can grab that up. But other than that, I think we've mentioned everything, and obviously today is Thursday, so the new release post will be up, so you can catch anything that's new released this week from audio and all that stuff. We'll release a post on it, and of course I always update it on the quick links on Instagram. The new release tag is always in there.
Yep. So if you're on Instagram and you see the post where it's like new releases and you're like, oh, shit, I don't know where to click, just go to our page on Instagram and the link right there, like where it says website, just click that. It'll take you right to it. And it's all clickable from there. So we try to make it as easy as possible to get your new release fix. So, yep.
Check that out.
All right.
Make sure you enter all the giveaways.
I guess that's it.
That's it.
Yes. Lots of giveaway. Enter your giveaway every week. Enter Rochelle's giveaway. Follow us everywhere on social media, and don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. We really appreciate it. Subscribing helps us out, so
and
we
like
just want to make sure
Instagram.
Everybody gets it.
Or don't we know? I yes. just learned that you have to have 10,000 followers to be able to, our links to be
yeah,
able to
to be able to post a link. Yeah. Mm-hmm. For us to have like a link in the stories, like your everyday thing that you can post that goes away like after 24 hours. I think you have to have 10,000 followers in order
well,
to
I
have the
that.
Link on
so
there.
So you guys get on there and like it. I only care if you pay attention to it. Do me a solid.
Do it. Do it.
All right. We love you guys.
See you guys tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
Read me romance. Read me romance. Read me romance. Read me romance. You could take a look in a book, that's fine. Or you could sit back, relax, and unwind and read me romance. Read me romance.